Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Which one of you that have a donkey or a cow, and if he falls in the pit, will you not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? Now this is the second time that we've seen this exact illustration concerning healing. We saw it in Matthew 12 with the healing of the man with the withered hand. He said, if you had a sheep that fell into the ditch or the pit, wouldn't you pull him out? We're going to see it again before we get through of our study. Actually, we may see it next week. We'll see. But it appears another time, three times in these accounts, Jesus uses this same illustration. Three different healings, same illustration. If the cow was in the ditch, wouldn't you pull him out? On the Sabbath day. Of course they would. Of course they would. They knew it. What's that got to do with a person being healed? To Jesus, it's got everything to do with it. Yeah. This is an illustration that he used. How many know he's right? Yes. Yeah. What does the donkey represent? Huh? A sick person. What does the pit represent? Did Jesus call sickness the pits? Does the pit represent sickness? Does God want you in the pit? Now, you know, this seems almost too simple, but do you realize millions of Christians don't believe this? Millions of Christians don't believe this. They believe that sometimes it's God's will to heal. And sometimes it's not. And you just never know. Right? How many of you have met somebody that believes that? See, hands everywhere. Well, would they though? If they ever want to talk to you about it. Don't argue now. But if they're ever interested and they want to talk to you about it. And they, especially if they got a pet, a dog or a cat. Same thing. You say, if Fido fell down the well, would you kneel by the well and go, oh Lord, is it your will to get Fido out of the well? Maybe you put Fido in the well. I don't know. Maybe you have a purpose. Now, see, people say, oh, you better watch it. No, you better watch it. Yeah. I'm quoting Jesus. Amen. Do we want to think like Jesus? Yeah. Our unbelieving Pharisees? No. Then would you kneel down and go, Lord, my cat Smokey has fell down the well. I hear him yowling. Yow, yow. I hear him splashing, but I don't want to go against your will. Maybe it's not your will for me to get Smokey out of the well. Maybe you're teaching Smokey a lesson. Let's see, you're laughing, but do you understand that millions and millions of Christians do that? They believe it. Oh, they'll fight you over this. Oh, don't you presume to know the will of God? Well, then why don't you do that with your pet then? Pooch got tangled up in some wire in the backyard. And you go out and go, Poochie, I'm sorry, but let's pray. Lord, is it your will for me to get Poochie loose? He sure looks uncomfortable. But I don't want to go against your will. Maybe you're working something out in Poochie. Maybe you, do you want me to leave him here a few days and come back? I mean, they'll turn you into the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, right? And yet these same people that would treat you like a criminal for letting your dog stay in a ditch overnight, stand up in church and say they're not sure if it's God's will to heal their baby or not. And Jesus said this in Matthew 12, how much better is a man than a sheep? Amen. Now, these are the words of Jesus. We can believe unscriptural theology. We can believe what men say, or we can believe Jesus. Amen. Jesus compares healing of a human being to pulling an animal out of a pit, getting them out of distress. You don't pray about getting the cow out of the ditch. Amen. You get the, everybody knows it's got any sense. The cow does not need to be in the ditch. Right?
Right.
Anybody with any smarts knows Poochie does not need to be tangled up in the wire.
Yeah.
Get Poochie. Don't call a prayer meeting. Don't fast. Don't call the hotline. Get the wire cutters. And go straight and get Poochie out the wire. Right? Anybody with any smarts knows you don't wait on God overnight while Smokey is in the well. Smokey may not last overnight. Get Smokey out of the well! Now, I know it sounds humorous, but am I not expounding on what Jesus said when Jesus looked at these unbelieving people and he said, now come on, which one of you? You got a donkey. You got a cow. They fall in a pit. Which one of you will not immediately, you won't pray about it, you won't debate about it, immediately you'll go get your cow out of the ditch, you'll go get your donkey, and you will do it on the Sabbath day. And what'd they say back to him? Read it. What'd they say? What does it say? They can't. Why? Because their hypocrisy was revealed. I said their hypocrisy was revealed. Thank God the same Spirit that Jesus ministered by has been given to us. And He told us, He said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom that all your adversaries cannot gainsay nor resist. And that's what He was doing right here, wasn't He? I mean, they didn't have anything to say about that. But you know, they still didn't receive it. It's time to hit the altar. Do you understand that? It's time for them to come up a-crying and sobbing and asking Him to forgive them. Isn't it? We're sorry we have been so ignorant and we've been so blind. It takes a devil-influenced mind to be upset when somebody that's hurting got delivered. Doesn't it? It takes a darkened, confused mind for somebody to hear, boy, I went over to that Faith Life church and I got healed. God set me free. And they go, oh, you better not go over there. Well, you know, you don't have to agree with everything we say and like that. But if you know somebody was sick and you know that they're healed now, why would you be anything but glad?
Yes, amen.
Why? If you love them and they were hurting and now they're not, why would you be anything except elated? Right? But these people were not. And many today. Thank God the Lord's enlightened us. Thank God we know we have a healer. And we don't have to pray and fast to see if it's going to be God's will to heal us or not. It is the will of God to heal everybody. Just like it's the will of God for everybody to be saved. Everybody. Say it out loud if you believe it. If you don't believe it, well, stay with it till you get it straight. But if you do, say it out loud. I believe
it is God's will
to heal me.
Amen.
I believe it. I believe it. How much better is a man or a woman than a sheep or a cow or a donkey? And that's what Jesus used to teach to explain why he straightway ministered to this man and got him set free on the Sabbath day. And they could not answer him again to these things. Go with me to the book of Hebrews. Now here is the thing that these men were saying, and that vast parts of the body of Christ are saying today. They were saying, they weren't even saying, you can't be healed, were they? What were they saying? Not today. Right? Not today. They weren't saying God can't heal. No. They were saying it's not for this day. It's not for today. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
It's not for today. Whole denominations believe adamantly that healing and miracles is not for today. Whole denominations believe speaking in tongues is not for today. Whole denominations believe, well, no, that's not for today. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Yes.
Not for, see, that's exactly what he was dealing with. They're saying it's not for this day. But go with me, you went to Hebrews 3, didn't you? I should have had you stop by on your way at 2 Corinthians. Go ahead and do that. It was on your way. You already passed it. But 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Verse 1. We then as workers together with Him. 2 Corinthians 6, 1. Beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain, for He said, I have heard you in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee, which means I've helped you. What did He say next?
Behold,
what does that mean? Look. Open your eyes. Look at, take notice. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Is it for now?
Yes.
Is it for today?
Yes.
Oh, it is. I said it is. I'm so glad I believe it is, because I've been enjoying it for years now. I'm so glad I believe that prosperity is for everybody. I'm so glad I believe that the gifts of the Spirit are for today. Miracles are for now. Healing is for now.
Hallelujah.
I believe it.
Amen.
You couldn't beat it out of me with a ball bat. I believe it. I'm convinced of it. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with Dropsy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1003. That's R-1003, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.